From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
The Aussie government takes on Elon Musk, an awkward moment on Channel 10's The Project, and a footy player has sustained life-altering injuries. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Tuesday the 23rd of April. We'll get underway in just a moment. Well, the Australian government has had a small win against Elon Musk and his social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. The federal court has ruled that videos of last week's violent church stabbing in Sydney must be temporarily hidden from users on X. It came after a request from Australia's eSafety Commissioner, which argued the graphic video could be co-opted by people seeking to stoke public division. Now, Elon Musk is not happy about this. He's accused the Australian government of trying to censor free speech. Moving on, Anthony Albanese is set to become the first sitting Prime Minister to walk part of the Kokoda Track. He'll make the trek with his Papua New Guinean counterpart, James Marape, ahead of Anzac Day.
We'll be paying tribute to the courage, the endurance and the sacrifice which diggers made in World War II.
In the US, opening arguments in Donald Trump's criminal trial kicked off today in New York. Trump is accused of election fraud and falsifying business records after allegedly paying hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election so that she wouldn't speak to the press about a sexual encounter that she allegedly had with him. Here's what Trump had to say outside court.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
To TV news now. Well, there was a rather awkward slash amusing moment on The Project last night. They interviewed the mum who took her 7-month-old baby to Arj Barker's comedy show over the weekend but was kicked out because her child was making noise. Well, her little one was up to the same tricks on TV last night, with even The Project hosts finding her baby a little distracting.
Thought it'd be really nice to do something that I hadn't done in a while and just sort of get back to sort of a pre-baby me.
And hey,
super cranky right now.
Okay, maybe she can go to dad just for a quick second. But like, you know, a mum with three little kids, I reckon you need a laugh.
And more details have leaked about Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party, which was held in London over the weekend. Tom Cruise attended, and get this, guests were dumbfounded when he started breakdancing and doing the splits. He sounds like a good time, doesn't he? All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now. Well, Football Australia has announced which states will host matches for the 2026 Women's Asian Cup, which we're all but guaranteed to host. Games will be played in New South Wales, Queensland and WA. Now, Victorian football fans are absolutely livid after it was revealed the state government down there didn't even bid to host games, despite the fact Melbourne is billed as the home city of the Matildas. I can understand why they're not happy. And a sad story here from South Australia. A 24-year-old footy player from the SANFL has sustained life-altering injuries after falling through a roof at a hotel in Port Lincoln over the weekend. West Adelaide's Sam May is in an induced coma after the incident, which came after his team's game against Norwood. Let's hope he recovers well. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.